Look at the physical discomfort of the Japanese prime minister. I want to show you. Let me zoom in.
Surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay. Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay.
Her eyes visibly widened. All right, we're in the middle of a war that Donald Trump and Netanyahu started, and he just invoked Pearl Harbor in the middle of an Oval Office meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan. I'm not even joking. He talks about Pearl Harbor in the context of him not alerting other countries, our allies, about this new war with Iran, saying that Japan knows about surprise attacks. And honestly, I don't find this funny. A lot of people on Twitter are saying they find humor in this. A lot of people are saying, oh, he got a zinger out, but no. There is nothing funny about shit like this, considering the global death that we are currently seeing due to Donald Trump. The headline that just popped up, more than 1,000 people killed in Lebanon since conflict began, health ministry says. Innocent people who aren't involved in this war are being killed, are being slaughtered, and Donald Trump making jokes in the Oval Office, to me, is not funny. We've gotten no substantive explanation about why this war has been started. This series of events over the past few weeks have been humiliating for the United States. After the Strait of Hormuz was closed, Donald Trump claimed he was building a group, a coalition, if you will, of powerful countries to protect ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Then he realized, oh shit, I've been antagonizing the same international community that I'm trying to call upon for the past few years. So then he melts down, and then he arrives at the conclusion, wait a minute, we don't even need them in the first place. I didn't even need the Strait of Hormuz in the first place. He has an infantile mindset, and again, I don't find stuff like this funny. Let's just check out gas prices very quickly. Like, the stock market, for example, is crashing right now. And I know that's not an indicator that most Americans look at or care about. It's really not the strongest indicator, but it's the one that Republicans are always throwing in people's faces, saying, oh, look, the S&P 500 is up. Right now, it is down. Guess what, Pam Bondi? The Dow Jones is crashing because of Donald Trump's actions. So we're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. If you want to help Mockler Media and the Adam Mockler channel get to 2 million subscribers, you can subscribe below. That would be a record for Gen Z independent media. And I want you guys to be here with me. So thank you all. And look at this 18-month average retail price chart. This extends all the way back to when Biden was the president of the United States. And Biden at least kept gas prices below $3.40 for the end of his term. And then they stay kind of static. They drop a little bit throughout the winter, as usual. And then they spike to $3.90 due to this war. They're even... rumors that the average gas price of $3.90 is supposed to hit $4.10, maybe $4.20 over the next week. We'll see how they continue to rise. Here's Donald Trump being asked about putting U.S. troops on the ground in Iran, and he answers about the Dow Jones hitting 50,000. I'm not even joking here.
And do you intend to potentially put U.S. troops or more troops in the region?
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you. But I'm not putting troops, and we will do whatever is necessary to keep the price as low. I actually thought when I did this, look, the Dow just hit 50,000 a couple of weeks ago. They said that couldn't happen for 4 years. It wouldn't happen in my term. It's such an outrageous thing because I said it would happen. I didn't know it was going to happen that fast, but it just hit 50,000, and we did that in 1 year, not four. S&P had just hit 7,000. They said that was even more impossible than the Dow hitting 50.
None of it was impossible. It's not impressive when the stock market is hitting all-time highs. In fact, that is supposed to happen as growth happens in a country. It happened like every third day under Biden. The stock market was hitting all-time highs. What is impressive, in fact, is that you have tanked the stock market 3 to 4 times due to unforced errors. When Biden was the president, a lot of the problems came because Putin invaded Ukraine, because COVID broke out globally. These were things that were extrinsic factors Biden couldn't control. Trump is intentionally placing tariffs and intentionally starting wars, therefore crashing the Dow. I mean, somebody posted this. It's at 45,000 right now and continuing to drop today, continuing to drop. So Trump does not get to brag about that. He then claims that everything was going great. And the economy was great. First of all, that's not even true. The tariffs had already imposed a $1,000 tax on American families. The ACA subsidies not being renewed already hurt American families. But why is Trump invoking numbers from a month ago? Like, it's kind of telling that Trump's main talking point right now is that, oh, about a month ago, the Dow was hitting all-time highs.
It's all done. Everything was going great. The economy was great. Oil prices were very low. Gasoline was dropping to I mean, we had $1.99, $1.85. We had great everything. And I saw what was happening in Iran, and I said, I hate to make this excursion, but we're going to have to do it. And I actually thought the numbers would be worse. I thought that it would go up more than it did.
Really? So you thought the gas prices were going to go up more than they went up, and you still did this? Who in there? What an admission right there. Trump is basically saying he thought the gas prices were going to go from, you know, 280 to about 450, and he still did this. And by the way, what did he just say? He said gas prices were at 180. That wasn't true anywhere in the country. To continue, Trump gets asked why the Pentagon is asking Congress for an additional $200 billion. I keep saying this, but we have already gotten in trillions of dollars of debt due to endless wars in the Middle East. We're currently $39 trillion in debt. $8 trillion of that is due to Middle Eastern wars. Donald Trump has added 25% of that debt, and here we are with him adding more and more.
If the war is almost over, why is the Pentagon going to ask Congress for an additional $200 billion?
Well, we're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. When, this is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it. Oh, you could end this thing in 2 seconds if you wanted to, but we are being very judicious.
I like how he says the world is a volatile place, as if he's not the one who made it volatile. The reporting that's coming out of CNN right now is that the United States might lift oil sanctions off of Iran. So the country that we're currently at war with, we may build in a mechanism to get them richer so they can sell more oil, because we are currently struggling with oil prices skyrocketing. We've already lifted sanctions on Russia, which disgusts me. We lifted sanctions off of the big bad authoritarian country because we're fighting another country that Donald Trump has said says is big bad and authoritarian. And now we're helping them too by lifting sanctions. And throughout all of this, we're not even safe. Kash Patel was just asked if the people he fired were experts in Iran and counterintelligence, and he does not know who he fired. The director of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, does not know who he fired, if they worked in counterintelligence, where they worked. He's taking the senator's word for it.
How many days before we invaded Iran did you know we were going to launch an invasion?
We can get into those details in a classified setting, but I work with my colleagues across the spectrum here to give me advance warning so that we can reinforce.
Was it 2 days, 3 days, a month?
It was sometime before that, sir.
Sometime before that. You had not, with that knowledge, why did you fire at least a dozen agents in Counterintelligence Unit 12 that specializes in Iran counterintelligence, which makes us much less secure and safe with this war going on from Iranian attacks potentially against our country?
As I said earlier, Congressman, I don't work on timelines when these terminations occur. There are internal investigations conducted by the careers at the FBI that highlight unethical or inappropriate conduct, and it's up to me to make the decision. But our Iran Threats Mission Center has never been more resourced.
Wait a minute. It's up to Kash Patel to make the decision about impropriety at work? We're so incredibly doomed. This guy was chugging alcohol while we were war planning for Iran, and now he's saying other people are improper at work.
Highlighted a 43% increase in counter-espionage arrests from Iran alone and 360 ongoing terrorism investigations with Iran-affiliated individuals.
And the people you fired, those 12 people, they were experts on Iran, were they not?
I don't believe so.
They worked in counterintelligence, did they not?
I'm taking you at your word, sir. I'm not familiar with every
single word.
You're
the chief director. I'm not. You should know the answer. You fired the people. Where did they work?
People were terminated for violating their ethical obligations in the high...
Violating their ethical obligations. Dude, your girlfriend is flying around on our taxpayer dime.
Was the ethical violations that they dealt with the case of the classified documents that were found in the bathroom in Mar-a-Lago, was that the ethical issue?
As I said earlier, all those matters are pending litigation, so I'm not going to comment on them.
Wow. That is our director of national intelligence. Now let's get on to the clip where Donald Trump invokes Pearl Harbor when asked why he didn't tell allies about the war before attacking Iran. Beyond the disrespect of this, beyond the idiocy of this, what he's not realizing is that he's being asked, why didn't you tell our allies? Why did you not tell friendly countries when you were going to attack the enemy? And his response is, oh, but the enemy back in World War II didn't tell us before they attacked us. That's not what you're being asked. Nobody expects you to tell Iran or to tell the enemy or to inform our enemies. We're asking why you didn't inform our allies. Take a look.
But one question, why didn't you tell US allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing, you don't want to signal too much. You know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay, why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay?
Look at the physical discomfort of the Japanese prime minister. I want to show you. Let me zoom in.
Surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay?
Her eyes visibly widened. She was visibly shocked that he would invoke that. Hey, buddy, maybe because Japan was the enemy back then, so of course they didn't tell us about the heinous attack. It was awful. But they are the ally now, so we're supposed to inform them when we're going to attack the enemy. A reporter then asks, have you talked about to Netanyahu about not striking these oil and gas fields?
I don't blame him.
Thank you, Mr. President. You talked to Prime Minister Netanyahu about attacking the oil and gas fields.
Yeah, I did. I did. I told him, don't do that. And he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do. We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated. But on occasion, he'll do something. And if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that.
On occasion? Netanyahu has been dog walking Trump throughout this entire war over and over and over again, and Trump is letting it happen. Netanyahu is the one who killed the replacements for the supreme leader that Trump was eyeing, therefore making this war go on longer. Netanyahu is the one who struck the oil field yesterday, therefore spiking prices, not giving a fuck that Trump doesn't want him to. Who knows if Trump doesn't want him to? I personally think, in my personal opinion, from what I've seen, Trump got in way too deep. He thought this would be a spark and accidentally lit a massive fire, and Netanyahu has been the devil on his shoulder guiding him and pulling him along this entire time. I think that Trump, if he could have it his way, wants to dip, but that would seem weak, so now he has to continue escalating. We're going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.